Let us begin Parshas Vayera. So as we typically do, we'll ask a number of questions and try to bring some resolution to each of them with an idea. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos on Daf Hey Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Reb Chiya bar Abba Cholish, that Reb Chiya bar Abba was sick. Al legabe Reb Yochanan, Reb Yochanan went to visit him. Amarle, and he asked him, Chavivin Alecha Yisurin? Are these Yisurin, are these difficulties, hardships, afflictions, are they dear to you? Are they precious to you? Amarle, Reb Chiya bar Abba answered, Reb Yochanan, Lo hein velo scharon. They aren't, and nor is it that I am excited about their reward. Amar le, Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Hav li yadach, give me your hand. Yav le yadei v'ukme. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba gave Rabbi Yochanan his hand, and Rabbi Yochanan revived him. He uplifted him. He was healed from his illness. Then the Gemara continues, Reb Yochanan chalash. Reb Yochanan became ill. Aligabe Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina came to visit him. And Amar Lei. And this time again, Reb Yochanan was the patient. He wasn't the healer, but he was the patient. And Reb Chanina comes to visit him and asks him, Chaviven Alecha Yisurin. Are these Yisurin, are they dear? Are they precious to you? Amar Lei. Reb Yochanan answered him, Lohein velo scharan. Neither they nor their reward. Amar Lei, Rabbi Chanina said to him, Habi li yadach, give me your hand. Hav le yadei v'ukme. Rabbi Yochanan gave him his hand, and ultimately the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yochanan was healed. So the Gemara asks an obvious kasha. The Gemara asks, Amai, why did Reb Yochanan need Rabbi Chanina's help? Lukim Reb Yochanan l'nafshe. Let Reb Yochanan revive himself. After all, we know that Reb Yochanan had the power. He had the ability of reviving someone when they're ill. The previous story with Reb Chiya bar Abba, who was ill, Reb Yochanan came to visit him, and Reb Yochanan asked for his hand. He gave him his hand. And he revived him. He was healed. He was alive once again. So now when Rabbi Yochanan was the patient, why was it necessary for Rabbi Chanina to take Rabbi Yochanan's hand and revive him and heal him? Rabbi Yochanan clearly has the power to revive himself. So the Gemara comes and answers, Ein chavish matir atzmo, Mi beis ha'asurin. A captive, a person in captivity, cannot release himself mi beis ha'asurim from prison. Essentially, he needs help from someone on the outside to unlock the doors of the prison. And therefore, even though Rabbi Yochanan had the power, but he doesn't have the ability of healing himself, of freeing himself from this illness, someone has to come and unlock the gates of refuah that ultimately would allow Rabbi Yochanan to be healed. That's the Gemara on Daf Hei Amud Beis. How do we understand this Gemara, especially in light of a pasuk in this week's parsha? We obviously know that Avram had taken a concubine, a second wife, at the behest of Sarah Imenu. She wasn't able to conceive, to have a child. And ultimately, Avram took Hagar, and Hagar had produced a child, Yishmael. But Sarah saw that this child was a disruption, was a distraction for their beloved Yitzchak. So Sarah Imenu tells Avram, Garesh ha'oma hazos ve'espina. Get rid of, banish this maidservant and her child, ki lo yirash ben ha'oma hazos in Bini and Yitzchak. This child will not inherit. He will not have a chelek. Rather, it's all going to go to our child Yitzchak anyways. This was obviously, it was very distressing for Avram. He obviously was sad that he had to do this, but nonetheless, he did it anyways because this is what was his responsibility. As Vayomer Elokim El Avram, God says to Avram, Al Yirobe Nechel Anar V'Alamasecha, don't be alarmed, don't feel bad. Anything that Sarah says, Shema B'Kolah, listen. But nonetheless, Avram was dejected and he felt bad. He gets up in the morning, he gives him her lechem and some water, some bread and some water to drink, and Hagar and Yishmael go on their way. And then the pasuk tells us, Vayichlu hamayim min hachemes, that the water had dried up. They had finished drinking the water. Vatashlech es hayelet tachas achar hasichim. And what happened? She cast off this boy beneath one of the trees. And the pasuk tells us that she went, she sat by herself, and she cried. The pasuk tells us, Vayishma Elokim es kol hanar, that God heard the voice, the crying, the tfilos of the nar, Yishmael. Rashi comes and asks, what does that mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard the cries of the nar? So Zok Rashi, from here we see, Mikan sheyofet tfilas hachole, greater is the tfila of the sick one, mitfilas acherim alav, than others davening on behalf of that sick person. Vehi kodemes lihiskabel, the sick person davening for themselves, their tefillah will be more readily accepted before others davening on their behalf. So there was Hagar that was davening, and there was Yishmael that was davening. Ultimately, says the pasuk Vayishma Elokim es kol hanar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to his tefillos and not to the tefillos of his mother. How do we understand this in light of the Gemara that we had just spoken about? What about the idea that a person cannot unlock the gates of prison by himself? Ein chovish matir atzmo mibeis hasurim. A captive cannot release himself from prison. And therefore, it was necessary for Rabbi Chanina to revive Rabbi Yochanan. Even though Rabbi Yochanan had the power, had the ability of reviving himself. But nonetheless, ein chovish matir atzmo, a person can't do it by himself. He's going to need someone else to revive him. But yet, in this week's parsha, Vayishma Elokim es kol hanar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard his tfilos and not his mother's. And Rashi says, from here we see, Sheyafe tfilas hachayle, that greater is the tfila of the sick one than others davening on his behalf. Vehi kodemes lihiskabel, the chole is more readily accepted. What about the idea that no, someone else has to open up the gates of prison to free you from your illness? You can't do it yourself. On one hand, we see that you can't do it yourself. But on the other hand, in this week's parsha, it's best to do it yourself. So how do we reconcile this seemingly strong contradiction? That's my first question. My second question is based upon the episode of Lot living in Sodom, and obviously the Sodomites had disturbed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that it's time to destroy, to annihilate, to get rid of the inhabitants of Sodom. As the pasuk tells us, Vayihi b'shecheis Elokim es ari hakikar, that it was the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to destroy the plains of Sodom, the city of Sodom. Vayiskor Elokim es Avraham, So even though the entire stone and all of its inhabitants were going to be destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nonetheless, he remembered Avram, Vayishlach es Lot mitoch ha'afecha, and he sent out Lot from among the ruins. He spared the life of Lot. So asks Rashi, quoting the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, Ma zechira zachar lo lelot? What was it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered about Lot and Avram that caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu to spare the life of Lot? So Rashi says, it was shtika sheshasak la'Avram. It was the fact that he was quiet when it came to Avram, Sha'amar l'saray achosihi. When Avram came and said that he was, that the brother, and this was my sister, Sarai was my sister, and he was her brother. V'hu yahayo yodea v'shosek. He knew that indeed Sarah was not his sister, but rather it was his wife. V'shosek, he kept quiet. Because he kept quiet, and he didn't out Avram, Kadosh Baruch Hu remembered this, and ultimately spared the life of Lot, when the entire inhabitants of Sodom was being destroyed. So Rabbi Aaron Kotler asks a fantastic question. He says, why was Sodom destroyed? Sodom was destroyed because they were miserly, they were stingy. They weren't into chesed, they weren't compassionate or kind. They didn't fulfill the mitzvah, the great mitzvah of hachnasas orchim. And we obviously know, as we've spoken in the past, La'olam chesed yibane, that the entire world was built and predicated upon that mitzvah of chesed, of hachnasas orchim. We had learned earlier that the mitzvah of hachnasas orchim is even greater than b'makabel pnei hashchina, than coming and talking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in Avram's presence. Avram was talking to Hashem, and he suspended his conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to be mekayim, to fulfill the mitzvah of hachnasas orchim. That was a tremendous mitzvah. But because the people of Sodom did not involve themselves in such a great mitzvah, ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed Sodom. But there was one person that was a machnas orchim. It was Lot. We know that Lot was willing to be Moser Nefesh. He was willing to sacrifice his life and the life of his family in order to invite the Malachim in. So why was it that that wasn't his schus? Why is it because he himself was a machnis oreach? He invited guests into his home. Unlike the entire inhabitants of Sodom, that should have been the reason as to why HaKadosh Baruch Hu spared the life of Sodom, spared the life of Lot. But yet that wasn't the reason. As Rabbi Aaron Kotler says, V'imkein Lot shohaya b'tachlis ha'hefich b'zeh. Lot was the opposite of Sodom. Ad kedei mesiras nefesh ba'ad b'chlal. He was willing to give his life up in order to be mekayim, to fulfill that great mitzvah. Im kein bedin haya shenatzel. Certainly he should have been saved. V'lo haya tzarech lichora. It should not have been in the merit of being quiet when Avram was suggesting that Sarah was indeed his sister and not his wife. There's a fascinating, fascinating medrash. The pasuk tells us that a Kadosh Baruch Hu went down. He heard the cries of Sodom. And the Medrash tells us, what were the cries? Zui tzakas plotis bito shalot. It was Lot's daughter that was crying out. Shirasa ani echad. She saw one poor man, berechov ha'ir, in the streets of the city. And she had tremendous compassion for him. What did she do? Every single day she would draw water. And she would give him the water that she had drawn. And she'd give him food. And they would say to her, how is this Ani, this poor man, how is he able to live? Who's providing him food? when they found out that it was indeed the daughter of Lot, they took her out to be burnt. It was her crying out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard from among the people of Sodom. That's the tzakasa. So perhaps Lot should have been saved in the schus of his daughter or his own schus, that it was he and his family that were willing to be moser nafsham. They're willing to give up their lives in order to be mekayim, fulfill this very great mitzvah of hachnasas orchim. And yet the Medrash tells us, maschira zachar lo lot. In what merit was Lot spared when all the inhabitants of Sodom were destroyed? Shishtika sheshasak la'avram. It was that he was quiet. Sha'amar l'saray achosihi. When Avram said that it was indeed his sister and not his wife, that is ultimately what spared the life of Lot. Very difficult to digest. And the third and final question for tonight . The Torah tells us, Vayera Elov Hashem Be'elone Mamre, that Hashem appeared to Avram in the plains of Mamre. This is in the aftermath of the Bris Milah. Kechom Hayom, in the heat of the day. And Rashi Bavorns, Rashi anticipates, what is this Elone Mamre, the plains of Mamre? Who's Mamre? Rashi says, who shenosam lo etza. He's the one who gave Avram an etza. He gave him advice. Al hamila, about the mila, the circumcision. Lafikach, this is why. Nigla olav, that ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself, appeared to Avram, bechelko, in his portion. The portion, the Elone, in the plains of Mamre. Asks Rav Gifter, a fundamental, such a simple question. Seriously? You mean to tell me Avram Avinu needed to consult with Mamre about whether he was going to fulfill the mitzvah of Mila? It's impossible. L'chora eitzazu machashivas yeshla. What relevancy, what importance, what significance did this piece of advice actually have on Avram? V'chichas v'shalom haya, God forbid, should one think, Avram Avinu nimna mikiyum mitzvahs Hashem, that Avram Avinu was not going to fulfill the commandment of Hashem without the advice of Mamre. It appears, says Rav Gifter, v'nira, it seems like Avram, all he was doing was acting like a nice friend to sit down with his beloved one. We all know about that, right? We come to our friends. We let them know what's going on in our lives. We mention something that's a little difficult to deal with. We might have some perplexing question that we might pose to our friends, even though we really know the answer. We know what we're going to do. But we want to show them that we care about them, that we value what they have to say. But ultimately, we all know that we have our focus. We know what we're going to do. And that probably was Avraham Avinu when he sat with Mamre, his dear friend. He was doing it, coming to ask him to discuss, just to fill him in as to what's going on in his life. But to actually think that it was because of Mamre that Avram did the Bris Milah, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rewarding him. He's rewarding him and appearing to him in Elone Mamre because he gave the Eitzah about the Bris Milah. It's a very, very difficult thing to digest. So I want to share with you what Rav Gifter suggests is going on here. Rav Gifter says that there's no question about it that Avraham Avinu was going to do the Bris Milah regardless of what Mamre had told him. But when he was discussing the Bris Milah. When he was talking to Mamre, filling him in, even because he was just trying to be nice, Mamre was so enthused. He was so excited by what Avraham Avinu was telling him. With such sincerity, he looked at Avraham Avinu and he said, "My dear Avraham, my oldest friend, you have an unbelievable opportunity to create a mark, a distinction on your body and the body of Jews until the end of time, that you are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What an awesome experience. This is amazing." Says Rav Gifter, "Shekevan shebe'atzaso nikeres haisa, hakara b'Hashem yisparach." It was so apparent through the advice that Mamre had given to Avraham that he has such an appreciation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. E'efshar. It's impossible shelo tovi hakara zu. It's impossible that this appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not go unnoticed. It has to go noticed. And therefore, because he appreciated Hashem, ultimately, Hashem showed his appreciation towards Mamre. Because he had such sincerity, he was so excited, so enthralled with what was going on in the life of Avraham Avinu. And it was so apparent. Kadosh Baruch Hu ultimately compensated him and rewarded him because of that sincerity. And ultimately, says Rabbi Aaron Cutler, it was the lack of sincerity of Lot and the way that he fulfilled the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchim. His Hachnasas Orchim, a lack of sincerity, that could not have been the schus, the merit that saved him among the ruins of stone. Lot was only capping what he saw Avraham Avinu do. It wasn't his essence. He didn't truly understand the value of chesed. But rather, it was something that he had done out of rote. There was a lack of sincerity. The psukim tell us that when the inhabitants of Sodom came to Lot, sequestered him, accosted him, attacked him for inviting people into his home, what was Lot's response? Lot's response was, "Take my daughters instead." That's a misplaced sense of kindness of Hachnasas Orchim. Why would he have done such a thing? A kind person doesn't do that. A generous person doesn't give his children over to a bunch of hoodlums and thugs just so that he can fulfill the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchim. It must be that he didn't understand Hachnasas Orchim. He was just mimicking Hachnasas Orchim. That type of Hachnasas Orchim, it's disingenuous. It's not sincere. Hachnasas Orchim is about emulating the attributes of God. It's because God is compassionate, we're compassionate. The way that we are davuk, the way that we connect to Hashem, is by emulating His ways. And to emulate His ways means to be inherently a kind being, because inherently God is kind. It has to be our essence. It has to define us. We can't mimic Hachnasas Orchim, because if we mimic it, and we do it because that's all we've seen without internalizing the underlying message, it's lacking sincerity. Ultimately, a person's willing to give up his own daughters at the expense of that mitzvah Hachnasas Orchim. Says Reb Aaron Cutler, Hageder demikol makom lo haya ze atzmiyuso. It wasn't his atzmius. It wasn't his essence. It didn't define him. It was disingenuous, lacking sincerity. And therefore, that could not spare him. Because it can only be a Hachnasas Orchim where it's your essence, where you are defined. That is who you are. Throughout who you are is Hachnasas Orchim. That, in that schus, that could save you. But he didn't have that. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to attach some other mitzvah, such as a shtika, that he was quiet. Sheshasak la'avram, she'amar l'saray achosiyi. He knew that it wasn't his sister. And yet he was quiet. It was in that merit, not the merit of Hachnasas Orchim. Mamre showed tremendous sincerity, tremendous appreciation, hakara of Hashem, and ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him reward, compensated him, even though, of course, Avram did not need his Eitzah. And conversely, Lot showed a lack of sincerity, a lack of true compassion, a lack of hakara, a lack of understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence and how we are supposed to emulate him. And therefore, it was not in that merit of kindness, but it had to have been in another form, another mitzvah, another schus, another merit. The pasuk told us, Vayishma Elokim es kol hanar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to the call, to the sounds of that Na'ar. And ultimately, Chazal teach us that from here we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu more readily listens to his voice as opposed to someone else's. Why is that the case? Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to the Chola, to the sick one? The answer is because someone who isn't sick can't truly identify with someone who is sick. It's impossible to digest what someone is going through. And therefore, the tefillah that you're davening on behalf of another person is lacking truest sincerity. You're asking for someone to get better. Really? Do you really know what they're going through? Could you honestly say that with all of your very essence and being, that you're davening for that person to get well? Are you willing to give up your life for that person to get well? Or is it just a tefillah? It's a prayer. The prayer of a chola is a prayer of sincerity, is a prayer that's heartfelt. He understands his plight. He understands, and only he understands, that without HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing him a Yeshua, a Refuah, a salvation, a healing, he's not going to get better. He needs to get better because he feels his pain. and no one else can truly feel his pain like he does. Especially with Hagar. Hagar, yeah, even his mother wasn't able to feel his pain. She placed him under a tree. And she sat far away from him. And Rosh Shamshon Rafal Hirsch says, what mother does that? Im Yisraelis lo titosh es yalda. A Yiddish mother, she doesn't abandon her child. Hanotesh yelet be'efes maisa. Why did she abandon him? Because she couldn't see his plight. She wasn't able to identify with his burden. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to his tefillah and not to hers, because she couldn't identify with what he was going through. If she truly identified with what he was going through, her tefillah would have been better than his tefillah, because the Gemara tells us that a person can't unlock the doors of a prison to free himself. But that's only in a situation where someone is able to feel the plight of others. For that yachid, for that individual that's able to feel the plight of others, then his tefillah will actually work more than the chola himself. And obviously we knew Rabbi Yochanan cholash, Rabbi Yochanan was ill. Rabbi Chanina went to visit him. Already he felt his plight and asked him, Chavivin Alecha Yisurin, these must be difficult for you. He was inquiring. He went to visit him. He understood his pain, his suffering. Rabbi Chanina said, Havli Yadach, give me your hand. He's showing sincerity. He's showing genuine interest. He's trying to understand what this chola is going through. He sees he needs a Yeshua. He needs salvation. And ultimately, Rabbi Yochanan gave him his hand. And Rabbi Chanina, because of his sincerity, because he understood the plight on a certain madrega, on any madrega, ultimately, Rabbi Chanina was able to revive him. So yes, the way that we understand this contradiction, on one hand, it was only his tefillah was greater than her tefillah, because she, the mother, Hagar, didn't understand his plight. She wasn't able to internalize his pain. She abandoned him. She went aside. Because she couldn't see his pain. She couldn't see his suffering. Her tefillah wasn't answered. But when a person is able to genuinely feel the pain of someone else, genuinely able to daher, to internalize the suffering of Yenim, of someone else, even the chayla, the sick one, his tefillah, is not as great as that person that shows great sincerity to the plight, the suffering of another person. Look how great sincerity is. When a mitzvah is done with sincerity, with hergish, with kavana, with intent, with purpose, it transforms the maisa. It transforms a mundane to something holy. And no longer simply words, but now it's a tefillah. It's no longer an act of inviting someone into your home, but now it's hachnasas orchim. And it's not simply an eitzah, advice, but it's hakara, it's an appreciation of the Almighty. When we do actions with great sincerity and kavana and intent, internalizing that beneath the action, there's purpose about connecting to God, about helping a fellow yid, a fellow person. It's transformative. It changes the entire complexion of the act. The tefillah of someone else with sincerity about feeling your pain is even greater than the person feeling the pain. The ability of expressing hakara, an appreciation of God, more so than the person doing the milah himself, for eternity he will be remembered. Elone Mamre. And Lot, he did an unbelievable thing. He invited people into his home, but he'll never be remembered as a machnis orchim, as one who invited people into his home, because it lacked sincerity, it was disingenuous. When we do mitzvos, we have to do them with great sincerity, with great passion, with great commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that beneath all of these acts, ultimately it's with the intent of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a much bigger scale. Have a good night. Thank you.